In this season of the political cycle, it is the time for borrowing. That sounds like a very rodent thing to do, but it's actually something that political appointees in the federal government do. Some political appointees who are facing the loss of their sponsors, in this case, the Republican agency heads, get career jobs and become part of the permanent civil service. Juliet Alperin, a national political correspondent for The Washington Post, has reported on some borrowing that's going on this year at the Department of the Interior. Juliet Alperin, who's borrowing in?
Well, there are a few different people at Interior who are doing this. The two most controversial are two former political appointees, Bob Comer and Mark McEwen. And these two men, who have conservative ideas about how to handle the environment, have been given career positions. And not only are they being transferred to senior-level career positions under a move that was just accomplished last week, but their previous political positions will be eliminated under this reorganization plan, which will make it slightly more difficult for the incoming administration to name its own political appointees.
Now, what level of civil servant are we talking about? How high or how low are they?
We're talking about the senior executive service, which is really the most lucrative and prestigious jobs you can get in the federal government.
Which raises the question, do you get the impression people are doing this in order to have a longer influence on policy or to have a good job?
You know, it could be a little of both. It's hard to tell. Those two men weren't people we were able to interview. And when I talked to the Interior Solicitor's office, those are the folks who are doing it. The Interior Solicitor said that he's doing it because he actually thinks it will make government run more efficiently to have people there for a longer term.
How have Mr. Comer and Mr. McEwen distinguished themselves? What have they done to influence policy?
They're known for a couple different things. Bob Comer is particularly notable for his work on a grazing settlement between the Bureau of Land Management and a Wyoming rancher. And in that case, that was actually the subject of Inspector General's report, which cited Mr. Comer for pressuring rank-and-file employees to reach a settlement which was seen as favorable to the rancher in question. And then Mark McEwen is known more for being very fierce proponent of property rights and pushing for ranchers and other individuals to have their property rights recognized by the federal government.
These people will soon report to political appointees of the Obama administration. Would you expect them, based on past history of others, to salute smartly and run up the hill? Or do you think they'd be obstructionist from inside the career service?
Well, again, these two individuals are seen as fairly ideological, so one would imagine that they would want to still press their goals and agenda under a new administration. Although one thing that is very interesting is there certainly are people, and I've frankly talked to some political appointees who have worked with, say, holdovers from the Clinton administration, because people did this under Clinton as well towards the end of his term. And they said that, you know, sometimes these people, they can turn them around and have them work for the new president, and so on occasion it works out. But certainly the concern, and there are a couple senators who wrote to Bush asking him to prevent this from happening in the remaining days when he's in office. The concern is that they would obstruct the work of the new administration.
A White House spokesperson said yesterday there have been about 20 such conversions to career status across all agencies in the Bush administration, and the comparable figure for the Clinton administration was 47. Does that strike you as about right, or is the evening still young for conversions in the Bush administration?
Exactly. I would say that that's a very accurate depiction of the number so far, and I think we should take the tally on January 20th and see where the Bush administration stands vis-a-vis the Clinton administration.
Juliet Alperin of The Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thank you.